everybody, and welcome to Commercial Risk Leaders series of podcasts. Today, we're talking to Xavier Veyry, CEO APAC and Europe at AXA XL. Welcome, Xavier. So we're going to start off with a very general question. What do you see as the key risks that European companies face as they emerge from the pandemic?
Hello, Liz. So first of all, thank you very much for welcoming me here. I'm very happy to be with you. And you start with a tough question, actually. So it's a very, very important one. So what we see, in fact, is that the perspective of risk varies very deeply on the economies, the political environment, the cultural context. That's also true across Europe. This is clear that AXA's 2021 Future Risk Report, which has been recently launched, is identifying a few trends which are not necessarily a surprise to us. So just in terms of methodology, we interviewed through Ipsos 3,500 experts over 60 countries. And what comes out from there, both in Europe and the rest of the world, is that globally climate change is the number one risk that insurers have to face. But that survey revealed also some regional differences. The number two risk that is identified is cyber risk, which in fact is perceived as the biggest risk in some geographies, like the US, for instance, but also in Europe, like in France or in Spain. So the combination overall is clearly around, I would say, climate risk remains in fact the number one, cyber comes in two, and pandemics comes as a third one. Well, again, if we look at the evolution over the summer through the European floods, through the North American natural catastrophes, it's not a surprise. When we look also at what happened on the cyber scene with the emergence of much more, I would say, risk and ransomware issues and so on all over the place as a consequence of a much more digital world we are living with and we are living in, but also all the remote working and so on, those two elements are certainly not a surprise to us.
Thank you very much indeed. What do Europe's insurers need to do to ensure that they're fully equipped and able to support customers through this recovery process?
Well, I think it starts first with making sure that we have a clear customer focus and we talk to customers, we engage with customers, and we have a constructive dialogue with our customers, the brokerage community, to make sure that we understand and that we convey our perception of the risk, but we also understand how our customers are reacting to that. So the first part is really a soft skill, which is about clearly making sure that we are here, listening, supporting, and providing solutions to customers. That comes through, I would say, three key elements. The number one is probably insight. We have huge number of information, of data, huge number of, I would say, various data points that exist. We need to make sure that we leverage those data properly so we create real, significant, and valuable insights that we can share with our customers, with our partners. The second one is around talents. We need to have the right teams which are able to indeed engage with our customers, but also, as mentioned, access and extract value from the data that we are seeing and translate this into something that becomes actionable for us and for our customers through an insurance, through our insurance policy contract. So I think that talent is really the second part. The third element is about innovation. And we need to make sure that we push for innovation so we are more relevant at what we are doing and more efficient at what we are doing. So at AXA XL, for instance, we put a lot of effort into natural language processing, which helps us to be more efficient when we look at risk survey reports, when we look at the clauses that we are applying worldwide, when we look at a lot of things. So we save a lot of time, we extract much more value, and we are able, in fact, to leverage artificial intelligence in order to improve the quality and streamline our processes in order to try to free up further time to support our customers. So that's one example. So in a summarizing all that, I would say the overarching principle is really being with the customers, playing our role with the customers. So we are here to support, we are here to work together with our customers and brokers in order to achieve, in fact, a better risk management and a better cover. To do so, three elements: the insight, talents, and innovation, most of our energy.
Thank you. How do you think that the insurance market itself performed during the crisis? And where do you think you, I mean, obviously you've talked a lot there about technology and skills, but is that where you think the carriers need to invest to help customers through whatever the next crisis is? Because obviously we all run, we're scared of the next big systemic risk, don't we?
I would like first to start with saying that overall, the market has very successfully continued supporting clients throughout the insurance chain. And I think that this, as an industry, has worked very well. Claims teams have implemented new practices to be able to engage, but also to manage the claims, to engage with the customers, to deal with the administrative and financial aspects of settling claims remotely. And that has worked very well in a lockdown environment. Renewal negotiations have happened virtually. They will probably happen again, partly virtually this year on a lot of portfolios. So on that front, we have all collectively, I would say, achieved a lot of successes that were not necessarily easy to imagine 2 years ago. On top of simply digitalizing the existing day-to-day services, a lot of players, in fact, have gone even further. At AXA XL, for instance, we developed some specific virtual risk assessment services that we call the remote risk dialogue, which allows us to engage into a different sort of conversation with the risk managers, with the customers, in order to really better understand the risk and also provide recommendations on what we are seeing. I think where the industry has also moved well, it's in shaping, but also reacting to the change of business model of our customers. We have seen some of our customers that had to completely reinvent part of their overall business model. So it goes from perfume manufacturers that produced sanitizer gels, people that move from clothing to designing and to producing masks, but it goes also from people which were very, I would say, having a logistics center which were placed in some specific area, but which had to rethink about their logistics centers, about the way they produce, about the way they manufacture, about the way they assemble part of their product. So I think that our customers have adapted very well, phenomenally to the situation, because of different contexts. And I think that as an industry, we've been able to accompany, in fact, those transformations, and I'm pretty happy to see that. And I think it's this agility of being able to support the transformation of our customers is something which is absolutely critical going further. If I look back at the current crisis, and if I look at future crises, it's clear that today's world is much more connected. Risks are changing much faster. Our clients' operation can become safer and need to become safer, but everybody is striving to increase, in fact, the collective resilience. And that's very, very, very important. What we are doing also at AXA is to make sure that we identify the sources of systemic risk. We understand them, we name them, and we have an upfront discussion with our customers to make sure that we do not create a situation where a systemic risk happens that we were not able, in fact, to understand. It's very, very important, raising awareness, being able to be much more affirmative on what are the risks which exist and how do we engage into a positive discussion with our customers to ensure that we have solution and we design specific solutions going further and not face a situation where the risks are not necessarily identified at the right and at the best level. And this element is very important. So again, if I summarize, I would say, I think that our customers and the industry has really reacted very well, and I've been present there. As an industry, I think we have played our role. The second element is that agility is very important because the world is changing. The world will never be the same tomorrow. Better understanding our risk, better understanding the contracts, making sure that we are clearer at what we are doing and clearer at the risk, basically, which we consider are critical to cover, but also the risks which are critical to identify and to address differently going further.
Thank you. You talk about agility and adaptation. I'm just wondering how agile customers are going to be through the next renewal season. You know, how is that going to shape up, do you think? Will there be a continuation in the hardening, or is there going to be a slight relaxation? Are you seeing signs of more capacity coming back to the market?
So it's a very important question and a key question for all of us, for the customers, the brokers and us. I would like to start by saying that unfortunately, we are not yet out of a cycle where we need to recover. And again, we have seen, in fact, in 2021, very, very strong events on the NatCat front, for instance, which have been very impactful. The German floods, well, the Northern European floods this summer has exacerbated the fact that capacity needs to be used strictly and needs to be controlled. So that we will keep on seeing, in fact, capacity being strictly controlled. That being said, it's not a blanket statement all across Europe. You know, it's very different depending on the various markets. But that's clear that we have been exposed to significant NatCat exposures. We have been exposed as an industry to severe, claims. And moreover, this goes within the overall evolution and climate change that we are seeing. So it's not a one-off event. It's an event that unfortunately is part of a broader change and a broader transformation that we are seeing. So I believe that on that front, we are not yet over. The second part is clearly that we are seeing also on that front some hardening which are coming from the reinsurance market, which is also in a recovering phase. And this is also something that will keep on pushing, in fact, or generating further pressure on the rates. Now, I think also that what is absolutely clear, and we are talking here about and with a community of risk managers which are very, very, very seasoned. So the point here is really to make sure that the communication between risk managers, brokers, and insurers is a key, in fact, to ensuring that we are all able to identify the right risk and put the right capacity there. It's specifically, I would say, the case in the current market, as carriers may be asking for more data in order to provide capacity in certain areas. So more than ever, I think that this collaboration between the various actors of this industry is absolutely necessary and essential. The more information, the more data, the more prevention, the more risk management understanding, the better we will be placed to identify how we could potentially approach renewals or new businesses. So I think really we need all collectively to have an increased level of effort in the communication and the fluidity of the communication going towards those renewals.
Thank you very much indeed. Xavier, thank you. That was excellent. I hope everybody out there has enjoyed it. I have very much so. Thank you and goodbye.
Thank you, Liz.